For I see from the Lord what I've passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he took it and he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Paul was reminding the Christians of what Jesus said, because he knew and Jesus knew that we would all need encouragement. And that race, nobody would remember Heather Dornadin from 2008. None of us will remember it until we've seen this, and that's been showed hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of times, about somebody who got knocked down in their race and did not quit, kept on going. Therefore, since we're all surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God, the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You see, Jesus says, "I want you to remember my race, so that when you're in your race," because I never fell down, I never slipped up, I didn't do anything wrong. If we could take a picture of all of us, our spiritual race, some of us might be flat on their face like Heather Dornadin. Some of us might be trying to get up off the track. Some of us might be running and doing great. Some of us might be in the stands because we quit. She didn't blame it on the woman who tripped her, by the way. She got up as immediately when she fell down. You know, the question is not, are you going to fall down? Some of us have made a career falling down. I mean, we've fallen down for weeks or months, some of us years or decades, whatever. The point is, the Lord's Supper is to remind us to get up again. And you can do it because Jesus did it. And by the way, we have a great cloud of witnesses, not only just here. People who've gone before us are cheering us on today. And you know when they're cheering most for us? When we've fallen down. They said, "Get up. Remember the race. Remember Jesus. Look at him." Heather Dornadin, that was just a Big Ten championship. Our race is so much more important. The problem is, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Marathons are a lot harder to run than sprints. So I encourage you this morning, all of us, wherever you are, flat of your face, in the stands, running hard, in the front, wherever you are, barely hanging on, remember Jesus and remember to stay in that race. Let's pray. Father, help us to look to Jesus now and remember him and remember what he did and remember who he was and remember that he ran the perfect race. And he is our example. And Father, thank you for that. And thank you for the great cloud of witnesses. Thank you for the witnesses in this room that spur us on. And thank you, Father, that we can get up when we fall and you always help us up. And you always forgive. And you dust us off and you send us back. And Father, help us, not one of us in here, to not finish our race, that we can be in heaven with you and with our loved ones forever and ever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. when we think about what Kevin and Noel said in the video, what an honor it is to give our money. Children can read books and people can get healed. People can hear about Jesus. That makes it real to me to see that and to see that 71 of us have gone, and maybe some of us won't ever get to go, but we get to see what that's done, and that's because of your generosity. And we don't ever need to forget that people are being helped because of our generosity. Let's pray. Father, you have opened up the floodgates and brought us salvation and fellowship and forgiveness and hope and a future. And we're so grateful. You have blessed us more than we deserve. You have blessed many of us beyond what we ever thought we would have. And Father, we're grateful for that. Help us to be generous. Help us not only just to give, but help our hearts to be happy. And Father, help us to figure out ways we can help more and help others and give back to what you've given us. Father, you've promised us that we can't outgive you, that you'll give us more than we can give. Help us to believe that today. Help us to be thoughtful. Help even our young ones, our teens, to learn to be generous. Father, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sonny, thank you for that communion message. I thought when Sonny sat down over here, I thought this is going to be special. I thought he's not going to play the keyboard a little bit. But he spared us. A couple of announcements. The financial piece starts March the 11th, 7 p.m., and will run 9 weeks every Monday night at 7 p.m. here at the building in the teen room. If you have any questions, please ask Stephen Goodwin, or you can check the bulletin for details and sign up. Information. Also, want to announce about the jam next week. If you've never been to it, basically what we do, we set chairs up in a semicircle right here. I've invited I don't know how many different musicians. I don't know who's coming. I do know a couple of people are passing up paying gigs, so that means, if they play well enough to get paid, they'll be here. And we just kind of pick a song. And we call out the chord, and then everybody just kind of joins in, takes turns. We don't charge. It's a great thing to bring your friends to. Maybe you've invited them to church before, and they don't want to come to church. This is not church. We're not doing any hymns. I'm sorry. We are doing Sly and the Family Stones, I hear. Little Led Zeppelin, maybe. Little Eric Clapton, maybe. But there's one song that everybody who comes can join in on. And if you haven't, you can look up the YouTube. It's called Glory Train. We're doing it in the key of A. It's done by the Mumford Brothers and Old Crow Medicine Show. And if you play any kind of instrument, saxophone, trombone, any kind of horn, spoons, kazoos, sticks, juice harps, or you can take foil and fold it over your comb, you got it. You can join in this. 6:30 next Saturday night, the 23rd, please come. Now we're going to take about a 5-minute fellowship break and let the teachers and children go to class. Thank you.